moving average, and weighted moving average. Once the data are deseasonalized, they are ready for use in forecasting with the moving average or weighted moving average techniques. If the data have no seasonality, it can be used in forecasting with no additional computation. A moving average is simply the average of a certain number of past periods of demand. It is called moving because the latest set of periods is always used. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a moving average as follows. An arithmetic average of a certain number, n, of the most recent observations. As each new observation is added, the oldest observation is dropped. The value of n, the number of periods to use for the average, reflects responsiveness versus stability in the same way that the choice of smoothing constant does in exponential smoothing. There are two types of moving average, simple and weighted. Common examples include 3- and 6-period moving averages. As you forecast the next period, you drop the oldest period and add the most recent period. For example, in a 3-month moving average, January, February, and March demand would be summed and divided by 3, the number of months, to find April demand. In April, May's demand would be similarly calculated, except that now the amounts for February, March, and April demand would be used. An example of the simple 3-month moving average is shown below. The simple moving average can be useful when demand is relatively constant from period to period. The method can be used to prevent an overreaction to a random or irregular spike or dip in a given month because it smooths out these variations. However, if there is a change in a trend, this method would be slow to respond to it. It would lag the trend, in other words. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the weighted moving average as an averaging technique in which the data to be averaged is not uniformly weighted but is given values according to its importance. The weighted moving average or weighted average forecasting method places weights on the periods being averaged, usually to put greater emphasis on the more recent periods and relatively less on the more distant periods. While any weighting system can be used, testing against historical data is needed to prove whether a given set of weights is a better predictor than another. When calculating the weighted moving average, you divide by the sum of the weights rather than the number of periods. For example, if the 3rd month out is given a weight of 1, the 2nd month out a weight of 2, and the most recent month a weight of 3, you would divide this 3-month weighted moving average by 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6, as shown below. One drawback to moving averages is that to do this forecasting, you need to assemble data from multiple periods. Exponential smoothing uses data only from the prior period, so the data requirements are simplified. Commercial door manufacturer's moving averages. Exhibit 3-34 shows the commercial door manufacturer's time series results, deseasonalization, and reseasonalized forecast using both 3- and 6-quarter moving averages. Exhibit 3-34, moving average forecasting over 3 and 6 quarters. The calculations are done using the deseasonalized demand in the first 2 columns, and then the results are multiplied by the appropriate seasonal index to produce the actual forecast. You divide to remove seasonality and then multiply to add it back. Both methods start by testing the method using historical data and then forecast the 1st quarter of year 4. The 3-quarter method requires 3 quarters of data, so the first results are in the 4th quarter. The 6-quarter method starts in the 7th quarter. Another thing to realize about this and later exhibits showing the commercial door manufacturer example is that these amounts are calculated in a spreadsheet and that the spreadsheet does not round numbers before making the next calculation, even though it is formatted to display rounded numbers. Therefore, some numbers may not appear to round to exactly the right number. They do, however, round to what is shown when none of the prior calculations are rounded first. Interested learners can download this spreadsheet from the additional online resources. Let's walk through the calculations for the Y4 Q1 forecasts. For the 3-quarter method, the first step is to calculate the deseasonalized forecast as follows. To apply the seasonal index and produce a useful result, this number is multiplied by the seasonal index. Similarly, for the 6-quarter method it is. The seasonal index is then applied. Note how choice of technique can make for somewhat different results. The forecast can be directly compared to the prior quarter 1 results of 1,422, 1,351, and 1,388 units. Which method is better? That depends on how much you want to smooth out random variation versus minimize a lag in a trend. Using more periods will smooth out random variation more, but also lag a change in a trend more. Conversely, using fewer periods will lag a trend a little less, but also smooth out less random variation.